I really like this picture that I found. It actually shows you really neatly where the heart sits in our body. So you can see the heart is surrounded on both sides by ribs, right? And in fact, I didn't draw it in yet, but let me show you where the lungs would be. So this is where the lungs, this is the right lung, and on this side you'd have the left lung. So this is where your heart sits, between two lungs, and I'm saying left and right from the perspective of the person who owns this heart. So this is their left and right, which is the opposite of us if we're looking at it. And so the heart is actually sitting between the two lungs within this protective casing. The ribs are basically there to keep all of these important organs safe. And then below them, so if you draw this here, or if I draw it, you can see now that below all of this stuff is a really, really important muscle. So this muscle, people don't talk about this muscle, or this is not the kind of muscle that you usually see people working out at the gym, but this muscle is called the diaphragm. Diaphragm. So your diaphragm muscle and your ribs are enclosing a space, right? The diaphragm becomes the floor, and the ribs are kind of the ceiling and the walls of this space. And if you look at the contents of this space, you'd have your lung and you'd have your heart. So this entire space then is called your thorax. Your thorax. So what exactly does the heart do? Let's actually make a little bit of space now and bring up a zoomed in version of the heart. Let me start by orienting you to the heart. This is our right lung, and on the other side we have our left lung. And all this would be inside of the rib cage, but I'm not going to draw that now because that would make it harder to see the heart itself. So to think about exactly what the heart does, I think one kind of neat way to do it is to actually imagine that you're a cell. So put yourself in the perspective of a cell, and let's say that you're a cell hanging out over here. This is you. And you can think about any part of the body. You could be, let's say, a little toe cell. So let's say you're a toe cell. And your job is to, of course, live and be happy, and you've got nearby a little blood vessel. In fact, every cell in our body has a little blood vessel that's nearby. And this toe cell is just trying to make a living. And toe cells need certain things, right? They need, for example, let's say, oxygen. I'll write it in white so it's very clear. They need oxygen. And they need nutrients, right? So cells need certain things to live and be happy. And on the flip side, they also make waste, right? They're, in a sense, they're just like us. They make waste. And that waste could be all sorts of things.